There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for the review of the top 10 items for the week of June 1st through the 5th, with a lot of things going on the first week of June, as usual. Michael will take the top 10 items, top 10 people, go through them, and then we'll be hashing out some of the things that are part and parcel of our discussions. So, discussions on talk radio programs that are monitored all across the country. Michael, let's start with a list.
Okie dokie. As they say, June is indeed busting out all over. How's that for a reference that dates me? At number 10, we have the NBA and the NHL Finals, and we have the FIFA corruption case. At least it takes the attention off of the Deflategate case. At number 9, we have the Texas Open carry law challenged, and we have the at number 8, the SCOTUS headscarf ruling. That's the Supreme Court of the United States, for those who don't know what SCOTUS means. And the terror suspect killed in Boston. At number 7, we have Obama trade deal tied with approval ratings dip. At number 6, the Caitlyn Jenner story, and that's tied with the Duggar family scandal. And they're not talking about you, are they, Doug?
I hope not, no.
And number 5, because I've heard you referred to in the industry
as Duggar.
The Duggar.
Yes, that's true.
At number five, we have the Baltimore murder rate soaring. At number 4, the Patriot Act expires, and that's tied with TSA fails explosives test. At number 3, Hillary Clinton emails issue. At number 2, ISIS military progress. I hate the word progress. Let's just say expansion. At number 1, 2016 presidential prospects. The people on the list, we have Sepp Blatter. He's from FIFA. At number 10, Samantha Aloff. At number 9, George W. Bush at 8, the Duggar family at 7. Number 6, Caitlyn Jenner. At number 5, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, Jeb Bush. At number 4, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. At number 3, Lindsey Graham and Rick Perry. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. At number 1, Barack Obama. A hodgepodge of sports, politics, and sociology.
All right. That's it. Sociology. Let's hear it for sociology. Let's hear it for people who pay close attention to what we are talking about. There's an email. We get email. Michael at talkers.com. Doug at dougsteffen.com. Here's an interesting email. About Rush Limbaugh. Last week on the program, isn't it amazing how quickly the time flies? It seems like 5 minutes ago we were talking about this. We made mention of Rush Limbaugh and his heritage. I think I said he was Rush Limbaugh III. I don't remember why we were talking about him, but we were talking about whether, I know what we were doing. We were referencing names that were real, broadcasters that changed their names, and a lot of people thought Rush Limbaugh's name wasn't really Rush Limbaugh. Who would come up with a name like that? Kind of like Engelbert Humperdinck. Who would come up with that? There have been a lot of people on the radio and people who have been, especially in the music world, that have used pseudonyms, nom de plumes, names that weren't really their own. We said Limbaugh's real name was Limbaugh, and this person heard us talking about it and wanted to go into detail, which I thought was kind of interesting. So he writes, this is Jerome Borden, who listens to us in Layton, Utah, hearing us on KLO Radio, 1430 AM. He writes, Rush Limbaugh spoke on his grandson's show a year or two before his death at 103. He started out in the law, became a judge, and was so well respected that the U.S. government sent him to India to help them establish their judicial system. Later, he retired to private practice in Cape Girardeau and kept on working until he died. I didn't hear anything about him being in the industry. I think we had asked whether Limbaugh's father or anybody else in his family was in the radio business. Rush Limbaugh II was also a lawyer and a Navy pilot during the Second World War. He was worried about how young Rush would turn out because he left college to get into radio. I think he died of a heart attack in his early 60s, but he did live long enough to see the youngest Rush get syndicated. Rush III got his big chance at KFBK in Sacramento. The station fired Morton Downey Jr. in 1984 and brought in Rush. He says the hint here is don't call a thin-skinned city council member a Chinaman and expect to survive. Remember that? Do you remember that whole thing? That was really an interesting. There are two things that come in this letter. One of them, the history of Limbaugh, which is interesting. And then remembering back to those moldy oldie days, Morton Downey Jr. God, I haven't thought about him for a long time. But he was very unflattering when he referred to the city council member there as a Chinaman. And they drove him out of town, basically.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, political correctness and the right things to call people and the wrong things to call people change as the years go by. There was once a time when that expression was commonly used. And when you see old movies, you go, wow, you know, things were different. And you got to keep up with it, I guess. I mean, you know, on one level, political correctness is just downright odious. It gets in the way of free speech. On another level, though, people have feelings and sensitivities and pride, and you don't want to step on anybody's toes. You don't want to hurt people. So it's a balance between the two.
Yep, it sure is. What about Limbaugh and the continuing focus on him as number one? Is that, as long as he chooses to be on the radio, you think that is the way it stays?
Well, now that I know his grandfather lived to 103, I don't know if he could remain number one for as long as...
Well, his father died, though, at a fairly early age.
Okay, so that balances it out so much for genealogy. Look, I don't like to talk in terms of, yes, as long as he wants to be on the radio, he'll be number one. Things change.
Yeah.
And Rush has been a big star for almost 30 years. That's an amazing track record. And, you know, there's ups and downs even in the number one position. But I would say that as long as Rush wants to be a big player, he can be number one for a long time, and then he could be in the top 10 for a long time, and eventually he'll be an old curiosity who still has an audience if he stays long enough. But I don't think anything is a given for number one in this changing world.
No. All right. We'll pause for a moment. Coming back, issues that will be tackled at the Talkers Convention, which will be in New York City next weekend. We'll talk about that with the man responsible for the convention and the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, here on The Countdown.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain,
You need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me, Doug Steffen, on the weekly talk radio countdown show. The Talkers annual convention in New York. Do we call it a convention? What do we call it?
I call it a convention. Yeah. It's a convention. It's a conference. And it's a meeting. It's an event. But, yeah, sure, it's a convention. It's a short convention. It's only one full day. But we pack as many people and as many activities into one day that most conventions do in three.
Mm-hmm.
There's no downtime.
All right. So what will be what are the issues? What will be the focal point? As people who listen to this program are obviously big into world of News Talk Radio.
Well, the major issues are, of course, the one that has been ongoing, and that is terrestrial radio's integration into the digital era. How does AM and FM radio continue to be vital, survive, relevant, pertinent in the age of the Internet, and how does it operate within the age of the Internet in a way that helps it and doesn't hurt it? That's an ongoing issue. Another issue that faces talk radio today is political correctness, controversy. How do you remain a full agent of the First Amendment and the marketplace of ideas in a changing country with many, many different points of view and not get shot down economically, politically, violently by the forces of, hate, anger, retribution? It's a very, very dangerous time to be controversial. So that's an issue that we deal with in talk radio. A third issue is radio ratings. How do you know who's listening when people are listening online, people are listening on satellite, people are listening on the air, and the rating services are going through a heck of a time technologically keeping up, but the agencies that buy advertising demand numbers. So this is a big problem that is going to be hashed out. Four, dealing with consolidation, where there are so few owners compared to the past, when each radio station had a separate family or a separate owner, and there was lots of opportunity. There's limited opportunity for breaking into terrestrial radio today, and it has a farm system problem in developing talent for the future. That's a major issue that we're dealing with. And just changes in technology. How do you integrate social media into your broadcast day and into your career as a talk show host, and then some. So it's a pretty big menu of issues for one full day of conversation between many different people, big stars, up-and-comers, people from management, people from talent, people from the technical end, the marketing end, to talk about the industry. And it certainly won't be boring.
One of the things that I find interesting now, as we've matured as a format over the last, 25, 30 years, in essence, maybe 35 years, the kinds of people who make it. Remembering back to the first group, even if you go back to the Morton Downey years and to Joe Pine and, that ilk. And then we got sort of sophisticated talkers like Michael Jackson, the people that were on the old ABC network, and then the sort of composite. I want to talk with us, with a focus, the two of us, and we come back on the newer group of people who are not necessarily just talk radio people. We have a group of folks who were maybe in the news, or like I was a disc jockey and I became a talk radio person. But then there are stars like Mary Lou Henner, I guess Stephanie Miller. These are people who are performers who make it or who are present. I want to know, sort of as we separate out some of these folks, what people need to listen for as the world of talk radio hosts, the choice is widening and broadening again. So that's coming up in a moment or two as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Michael Harrison with me, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of what's going on in the news talk radio world. Every week at this time, we go through the numbers, go through the stories, some of the nuance, the things that are side issues, sometimes main issues in the world of news talk, with the personalities. And I'm impressed by Mary Lou Henner, who is she's a writer, she's an actress. She, for whatever the reason, decided she wanted to be on the radio. I honestly can tell you that I've never heard her on the air. I know her, talk to her, like her, but I don't know what her talk radio program sounds like. I mentioned her name in the same breath with Stephanie Miller, who is also sort of an improv performer. And I was trying to think of some of the other people that are doing, I guess Dennis Miller might have been an example of that, but he's gone now. But he was successful, I think.
He was successful. He's still doing a podcast.
Yeah. So... yeah. What do we have going on here in terms of new talent and people who come from other areas? I guess I'm thinking in the sports radio world, the actor whose name I now can't remember, who is on, he's a, I think he's on the Fox Sports Network. But there are a number of these sort of people too that are making it and doing a good job of it. Sometimes they're more successful. I mean, look at all the people over the years who have tried to do this, Michael, and they couldn't for whatever the reason, even if they had a big name. Dick Cavett comes to mind.
Yeah, but a lot of the people you're mentioning have actually been on for quite a while. Stephanie Miller's been on, I think, as long as you have.
Yeah.
She's been around a very, very long time. Are you talking about Jay Moore?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Jay Moore. Yep.
Jay Moore. Stephanie Miller is very different than Mary Lou Henner.
Yep.
Stephanie Miller is a devout liberal. She's a progressive. She talks politics, and she does it with humor. Mary Lou Henner is into health and holistic living. I love that topic because it's not political, and yet it is very cutting edge, and it gets into the politics of food and drugs, and that's a whole other area of great interest. We've had people from outside the radio business. You know, you talk, when I say radio, outside the radio business, I mean people who didn't come up as DJs or talk show hosts, but came from other walks of life and then tried it. Many fail. Some have succeeded. Remember G. Gordon Liddy? He came from another walk of life.
Who can forget him?
Talk show host.
Yeah, right.
Mm. The mayor, Ed Koch in New York City, was a fabulous talk show host for years after he was the mayor on WABC. Jerry Springer was a talk show host who became a mayor and then became a talk show host. he was quite a character. You mentioned early names like Morton Downey Jr., mm-hmm. Joe Pyne. These guys were fascinating characters who paved the way
weren't they?
For some of the stuff we have today.
Yeah.
I think the industry has always been a mix of, you know, people who came up through radio and people from outside. And I think it's always been broader than the mainstream media would indicate, that always concentrates on conservative political news talk radio. Sports talk radio has been around for years. It's in its heyday now and very entertaining with lots of real-life characters on the air. But there's always been sports talk. If you remember, there was sports talk goes back before political news talk.
Mm-hmm.
Every radio station had the perfunctory sports guy on at 6 o'clock in the evening. Howard Cosell, speaking of sports.
Oh, my God, that. Yes. Yeah,
when I was
right.
a kid growing up in New York, I used to listen to him on WABC.
Yeah.
He had a sports talk show. So it's more the perception of talk radio that has to be looked at carefully, which, of course, is what I do, than, you know, just thinking that it's going through all of these changes. It evolves in terms of it has the old and the new, but I don't think it's changing drastically in terms of subject matter or a major change in direction.
All right, we continue. The first half hour, I got a lot of information here. Chock-a-block full of info about the news talk radio world as we continue on the Countdown with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305. 800-295-5305.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You'll be able to see a lot of the highlights of the convention that takes place in New York next week. All that will be videotaped, you'll be able to see it at Talkers Television. There are a lot of other things. Sort of give us a highlight of Talkers TV and Talkers Radio. It is about talk, and the people in these circumstances are talkers, but how is it different than what you might hear on a terrestrial radio station, for example?
Well, Talkers Radio is an experimental station that we put up there just to act as a farm team for terrestrial radio. As a matter of fact, you did a show there that has now burst onto the scene and is very, very successful.
Speaking of farms.
yeah, a farm show, about a farm team farm show. American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen had its start as an experiment that you and I were playing around with in the laboratory known as Talkers Radio.
Yep.
Now it's on some 30 stations around the country, and by the time it's finished growing, it'll be on hundreds. And basically, it's a very different version of your personality. It's you, the farmer, and your advocate stance for the small family farmer. I'm not saying that's for everybody, obviously, but that came from Talkers Radio. We have the Brent and Meg Show, which is now on Genesis Communications Network, started as an experimental show to see whether an old 1950s-style husband-wife chat show could work in 2014, 2015. And it does, and it's doing very, very well. We're launching a show next week with Lori London from WTOP in Washington called Vox Animali, The Voice of the Animals. An animal rights show,
sweet.
Which I think you'll find very interesting,
yeah,
because you have such a close relationship with your dairy cows, and she's a real critic of the big ag treatment of cows, chickens, and I know that you're very, very humane with your animals. She takes a very interesting approach, and I think you'll find that to be a good show. Alan Colmes, who is known as a liberal political talker, does a program on Talkers Radio purely for his own expression called Heals Planet, and it's about metaphysics. And so we have all of these wonderful shows there. Talkers TV is a place where we cover video happenings in the talk radio world, and a lot of times stations create videos and we put them up. And it's just a video insight into what's going on in our business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are fun things. But I am very proud of Talkers Radio, but it's an experimental, it's a laboratory for new types of shows. And look at the success we've had in the first 2 years doing it.
Yep. Well, that's why I sort of wrapping it around the whole theory or a theme of talk and the new media. I remember how it was at one point in time, our seminar was called the New Media Seminar because of all of the things that were at the time sort of building up. Now podcasting is something that's an everyday event that everybody's got.
We started the New Media Seminar in 1998 or 1997. I don't even recall right now. It's 18th year now. And we called it the New Media Seminar because it was my feeling at that time that the major issue, the overriding major issue that talk radio and all radio would be facing in the coming decades would be integrating into the digital era. And we were right, weren't we?
Yeah, we sure were. Wow.
So, we don't call it that anymore. We stopped about 3 years ago, even though people still call it the New Media Seminar. We stopped doing that because there's nothing new about new media.
No.
So now and everybody started to call it Talkers. So we call it Talkers New York, whatever the year is.
Remember the old expression, what's new is, what's old is new again. And that's kind of what happens. That's the, whether it's this, applying it this way, or what Combs is talking about, metaphysical health. And the metaphysical world, which is fascinating. It's something that I'm very, very interested in as well, and try to weave some of that stuff into the Good Day program. Some people accept it, understand it, like it. Some people don't. It's okay. I mean, it's all right if you don't like it or you don't accept it. Doesn't mean that it isn't there or real or interesting to a lot of people. It's just, you know, sometimes in the conventional world, you keep that stuff to a minimum. It's funny how people react to things that you say. I said something on my Good Day program this week that somebody came back to me, sent me a note and said, "You need a vacation." And I thought, you know, and I'm very open on the air. I told the story on the air and said, I guess, you know, maybe I do need a vacation. In fact, I've never taken a vacation. The 27th year of the Good Day program, I've never taken a vacation.
Well, you don't take a vacation because you love what you do.
I do.
Somebody recently said, and I can't attribute it to anybody, but it's somebody smart said, we should try to live lives from which we do not need a vacation.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that right. Yep.
I mean, that's really, you know, the whole idea, I need a vacation. What is that? You know, did they take vacations back in the old days when people were working in the fields?
No, they worked
the whole concept of tourism and vacations is a relatively modern phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But we should live lives from which we do not need to take vacations. Of course, it's easier said than done. I'm glad I work in a business where I find I love my work, although I am accused of, and rightly so, overworking for a guy my age. I work very hard.
Yeah.
And the problem is, in today's day and age, if you're doing something important that you love, it's hard to do it halfway. I don't think there's anything, there's no such thing as a meaningful part-time job anymore. Everything blows up into full commitment. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Right. You're almost required to have a commitment. You know, that's the kind of, the expectation is you will be very tightly connected to your job. And that's what the social media and the tools that we have, iPhones, and all of the other things that keep us all connected. You're taking email. I mean, I sit and listen in a restaurant to people's phones beep, beep, beeping away with some new text or some new message or something that is, under the circumstances, it's I don't know. I find it annoying. That's why I don't keep a smartphone with me, because I think they are most of the time out of place and annoying and not necessary. Just, I mean, how much time do you spend deleting? You get some of these things and you just delete, 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 delete.
Oh, there are aspects of this new era that are maddening. There's no question. Deleting, it's maddening. However, there are some good aspects of this new era that really give us opportunities to do things we never would have a chance to do before.
Yep.
I think one of the greatest things about this is that even though we have to take our work home with us, we get to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to spend as much commuting time. You don't have to be tied to the tools of industry that only your boss or company would have. We're going through a transition that is both wonderful and horrible at the same time, and I really hope that things smoothen out so people can live more balanced lives, spend time with family, with children, with friends, have more peace of mind, be less stressed out, and yet still have the opportunity to communicate quickly and to be productive in a way that they never have been before. We'll get there. I'm optimistic.
That's good. Optimism we like. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with our review of what's going on in a moment. Hillary Clinton's hair becomes a big topic of discussion this week in the News Talk Radio circles. We'll get to the bottom of that, or maybe the top of that, in a matter of moments here. This is the Weekly Review of Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the principal focus of our information in this hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, 2 sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Back on our countdown for a final, not final performance, but the last of our connection for this week. Michael and I, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen from points north, southeast, and west, I guess.
Hey, just listen. I'm down on the farm.
I'm everywhere. Okay, so every once in a while, there are things that come up that seem extraordinarily absurd. So when I heard the conversation going on this week about Hillary Clinton's hair, I decided to get to the root of the matter. Boom. Thank you, Kara. The problem...
Make a follicle of yourself.
Yes, thank you. The problem, apparently, is that some person on the radio said that, how could you trust a woman who colored her hair, who for 30 years had been deceiving the public as to what the true color of her hair is. Now, there are probably a lot of reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton. However, I find this to be either the high point or the low point in just silliness under the surface. But these people were serious. Well, she's been deceiving everybody. Look at, she's a liar. She's, you know, the people talk about whether the Clinton Foundation has done this and they traded favors and the email and all that other stuff. She's not to be trusted. But the reason you can't trust her is because she colors her hair.
You think Ronald Reagan colored his hair?
Yes.
Do you trust a man less who colors his hair than a woman who colors her hair?
That's a good question. From that came the discussion of the hair of other candidates, whether or not what Rand Paul did with his hair, Rick Perry's using shoe polish on his. I mean,
Rick Perry changed his glasses. Can you trust a man who
changed his glasses?
Right. Something fishy.
Uh-huh.
Well, poor Hillary Clinton. I hate to say poor Hillary Clinton because I have no compassion for anybody who runs for president. I don't care whether they're good or bad. I mean, they're all psychotic in my view. and I don't think Hillary deserves a pass. She wants to have the power of life and death over all of us, so let her squirm.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, I don't give a damn what Hillary looks like.
No. Well, but that's you. A lot of people think it's a popularity contest. People are looking at her eyes. Now, this is the sexist nature, though, of our society, of the news media, her pantsuits, her legs, thighs, all this stuff comes into it. When's the last time anybody talked about Rick Perry's thighs? Or
although
Rand Paul.
He has very nice thighs.
Oh, does he? I haven't noticed that.
But in all seriousness, this is all the subtle discrimination against the female gender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on forever. And it's a complicated topic. But in the case of Hillary Clinton, it's disgraceful. It just shouldn't be an issue. This woman has proved herself to be every bit as worthy of combat in the political wars as any man out there.
Yep.
So leave it alone. And anybody that talks about her hair, her face, her wrinkles, her thighs, her pantsuits, and all that crap are showing themselves to be very, very biased in terms of their approach to the sexes, I think.
Well, superficial is probably another good word for it as well. Extraordinarily superficial. I think that's the way I would read it. It just really, really, it's just, it doesn't speak. It speaks to the illiteracy, if you will, of the public. You know, when Jay Leno used to go out and do his jaywalking things, or Howard Stern has done that same sort of deal, and so most of them, you find out, you're always going to find people who are really ignorant about what's going on, and then we make fun of it or we laugh because they don't know anything. But it really is pretty sad when you get right down to it.
Ignorance is one of the worst diseases that could bring down a democracy.
Oh, and
ignorance is a disease. Ignorance is a major threat. I think ignorance is a bigger threat than terrorism.
You know, this week, Talkers Magazine published an article about what people think of those who are delivering information on talk radio programs. And I think that there was a focus on where you get your news.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you wrote, or there was an editorial position in Talkers that suggested that it may not be in everybody's best interest to, I don't know if admit is the right word, but to, in fact, allow yourself to get all of your news from a news talk radio host. From a talk show host.
News talk radio hosts are not meant to be the deliverers of news. They bring you the views from the news.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to back it up with their own facts and sources, and some of it is news, but it's limited and it's biased. And supposedly that's the way it's supposed to be. They claim this is opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is editorial. This is not, you know, objective reporting. People should get their news from a variety of sources, and they should be skeptical of all sources.
Right. I agree. All right. Well, we've agreed. Sometimes you and I agree. Sometimes we disagree. But we're here to help people understand what's going on, to stimulate people. You know that old expression, more stimulating talk radio. There are a lot of great hosts and a lot of good programs that do just that, stimulate. And we're here to report on them, plus the stories that make it each week. It's the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, doing the work on the charts. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us again next week for another review of the hot hits in talk radio on the Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hour. Time for us to check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams, expert on identity theft, expert on the law. I always like getting his input when it comes to some of the issues that show up in the news talk radio world during the course of the week. And I guess the first issue is Hillary Clinton's hair. No, maybe not. I find that it really is pretty silly what people get down to when it comes to their actual interest and intentions in terms of how they would vote. The Patriot Act and its spying provisions and where we actually are on this, especially in light of the news this week. There were all of the spy agencies, the FBI seem to be, I don't know if we get any CIA news, but we got the FBI, we've got the NSA, FBI sending airplanes to check out things. How can that be legal? I guess I've got two or three different things here in the works with this question.
You know, it's one of these things that I think for the most part was never even considered, and so therefore it doesn't violate any laws because we didn't have anything about people in public places, which is why buildings can have security cameras on the outside of buildings because you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy there. But if they're looking inside your home, then they would. So this is the kind of thing where the law is always a bit behind the technology.
So in this circumstance, what is legal What are we, the TSA, I didn't throw that into the mix, but I guess I should have, and all the money. Is there a class action lawsuit? Sort of in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, look at all this money that's being spent, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars by the time we're done with the spook agencies, the spy agencies, the TSA, and what gets done in the name of supposed protection. This isn't protection. This is a racket. This is technology, sometimes at its finest, sometimes at its worst. As a taxpayer, looking at what I pay, you and I, let's say we arbitrarily paid $25,000 a year collectively, or $50,000 or $100,000, whatever it is, into the coffers of the federal government, and we see that money times however, let's see, it's 150,000 people put their money into the TSA to keep it running, and it is 97% ineffective, or whatever the number is. Why should we put up with that? Why shouldn't we sue the government for malice, for whatever we could, fraud? This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's difficult, and part of the difficulty is trying to find out what really has gone on. And many times, even when Congress gives the approval for appropriations, they don't know exactly what's going on. It's, well, we can't tell you, buddy, because it's super secret. And then you do have a whistleblower like Snowden talking about how some of the people right within the intelligence community do abuse their power. We need greater regulation. There's no question of that. Unfortunately, lawsuits aren't the way to go. We don't have legal standing to get in there. But, you know, every once in a while, one of these things hits. So, for instance, the guy that was shot, the potential terrorist in Boston, it was through this kind of surveillance that was done that they were able to pick up on this guy before he did any damage. So we definitely need much more oversight, and I think that's coming, because I do think in the wake of what Snowden informed the public of, and the changes that we're seeing, we saw with the Freedom Act as opposed to the old, more draconian Patriots Act, I think we're trending in the right direction. It's just going real slowly.
Let's talk about this terrorist suspect that was killed in Boston. The media has been tough on the police. And that's probably as it should be in the last 6 months or the last year, because there have been a lot of incidents where there's judgment question about how the shooting took place, white, black, and all of that stuff. Don't think there's too much question here about this suspect, is there? Although somebody said there was a piece of video that showed he was shot in the back. I don't know that there's anything to that.
Yeah, that was the allegation. His brother had said he was on the phone talking to his father when he was shot in the back. And fortunately, in this particular case, hey, you know, it takes you back to Ferguson. But in this case, there was video. There was a video that was security video for one of the stores in the area. And they show pretty clearly, nope, he was not shot in the back. Yeah. And in fact, what happened was, as the FBI said, they were backing up. They told him to drop the weapon.
And he didn't. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.